And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, two sides to the coin. That's two sides to the coin. And does gossip rank on the same level as terrorism? Ooh. Plus, we examine what our specific witness is.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I haven't had my fill of caffeine yet, but I'm working on it right now. Here's what else we're looking at during this show. Lessons for surviving, living and prevailing, politics. Yeah, maybe not. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Call us at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break and then come back, but you stand by for SRN News.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Obama wants a new $10 a barrel tax on oil.
Right now, gas is $180, and gas prices are expected to be low for a while, for the foreseeable future.
That proposal is not going over well in Congress.
House Speaker Paul Ryan calls it out of touch. The number three Republican in the House, Louisiana Steve Scalise, goes a step further, calling it dead on arrival. The president will include the tax proposal in his fiscal 2017 plan, which he'll submit to Congress next week. It's expected to raise some $32 billion a year, which the president would use for clean air and transportation initiatives. It has little chance of passing the Republican-controlled House.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. A crane collapsed in Lower Manhattan today on a 73-year-old man walking on the sidewalk, killing him instantly. Bruce Ehrman says when the crane boom fell, he felt the ground shake in his neighborhood just north of the World Trade Center.
It wasn't the sound, it was the vibration. It was like 9/11, only many times worse because I was closer to the... Felt just like the morning of 9/11, but worse. Scared out of our wits.
Officials say the crane came down as workers were lowering an extended boom amid 20-mile-per-hour winds. Economist Diane Swonk says January's job gains of 151,000 are a disappointment, but not catastrophic or unexpected.
We certainly saw a moderation in employment in January, which we were expecting. We had unusually warm winter weather in the month of December, which helped to boost things like construction employment, which did slow in the month of January.
The slowdown in hiring reflects an increasingly muddled picture for the U.S. economy as global financial pressures and a volatile stock market appear to have curtailed growth. That volatile stock market continued with the Dow down by 212 points. This is SRN News.
A good leader is a good servant.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Lawrence Darmani. In traditional African societies, leadership succession is a serious decision. After a king's demise, great care is taken selecting the next ruler. Besides being from a royal family, the successor must be strong, fearless, and sensible. Candidates are questioned to determine if they will serve the people or rule with a heavy hand. The king's successor needs to be someone who leads, but also serves. Even though Solomon made his own bad choices, he worried over his successor. As we read in Ecclesiastes 2:19, who knows whether that person will be wise or foolish? Yet they will have control over all the fruit of my toil, into which I have poured my effort and skill. His son Rehoboam was that successor. He demonstrated a lack of sound judgment and ended up fulfilling his father's worst fear. When the people requested more humane working conditions, it was an opportunity for Rehoboam to show servant leadership. If today you will be a servant to these people and serve them, the elders advised in 1 Kings 12, they will always be your servant. But he rejected their counsel. Rehoboam failed to seek God. His harsh response to the people divided the kingdom and accelerated the spiritual decline of God's people. In the family, the workplace, at church, or in our neighborhood, we need his wisdom for the humility to serve rather than be served. Reach for God's Word any time of the day with the new Our Daily Bread mobile app. Or receive the print version at home for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
If you're keeping people up at night with your snoring, that's disrespect. What you need to do is get this fixed. Get a Zyppa at ZYPPAH.com. Zyppa.com. Now, why do I know what I'm talking about? Because I've been in your shoes. I was snoring so loud, my new bed was on the couch. I decided to do something about it, all right? You could do this too. Go to Zyppa now, buy it, and stop the snoring. That's ZYPPAH.com. Zyppa.com. Are you sitting here sleeping on the couch? That's terrible. You're supposed to stay close. You're supposed to have that pillow talk, watch the television shows that you like. But no, you're sitting there by yourself on a couch because you snore. So what you got to do is get a Zyppa at ZYPPAH.com. Zyppa.com. That's ZYPPAH.com. Zyppa.com. Happy Z spelled backwards.
Order now. Use promo code 301 for free shipping.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Let's check our weather brought to you by Subaru El Cajon. Our good friend Chris George, selling a bazillion cars again. Why? Because he's that kind of guy. And when people do business with Chris George, they're like, dude, it's like I'm doing business with like a guy that really has faith and really brings his faith into business. Like, yep. You can reach Subaru El Cajon by going to SubaruElCajon.com. That's SubaruElCajon.com or go to Google, type in Subaru and El Cajon. You'll find it. 800-418-4444. 800-418-4444. The phone number made just for Dave Spoon. I said that to Chris when I saw him 2 weeks ago. He looked at me, laughed, and said, simple, right, brother? I'm like, you exactly. Exactly correct. Here is the weather report today. 72 degrees, zero. Precipitation about, humidity is about 14%. Winds are about 7 miles. Tomorrow, nicer. Sunday, even nicer. Monday, nicer still. Tuesday, nice, nice, nice.
I'm looking for a surf report and for high winds, Dave. Come on, tell me.
High winds. Political theater taking place pretty soon. A lot of high winds there, plus a lot of roughage. And then number two, what did you want? You wanted a surf report?
Surf report.
I will be surfing the channels while that is on. How's that? Is that good? There you go. I'm trying to work with everybody, folks. I'm an equal opportunity Christian. Trying my best. Here we go. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. Eric and Ingrid Holloway. If you missed Eric's interview yesterday, you missed it. He's such a great guy because his spirit, he's got that right spirit for a person you talk to. He's talking about his church. He's sitting there, and he's getting a little choked up because he feels like it's just an honor to serve at the church and do anything for the Lord. If you want to do business in the roofing realm with somebody who's a Christian, get in touch with Excalibur Roofing. If you want great work where they've got hundreds upon hundreds of testimonials, they're over 25 years experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, and just top notch all the way around, Plus, he's the owner of the 2015 Ear Award for having his commercial be the best commercial in San Diego. Thank you. He is the Minister of Roof, along with his wife, the Ministers of Roof. You get a hold of them by contacting them at their website, ExcaliburRoofing.com. ExcaliburRoofing.com, 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. Great people to do business with and just to engage with. Just fantastic. Okay. I got a very deep theological DDD, devotional diamond of the day. You ready for a little theology? It won't get you mad or anything. It just kind of gets your brain cooking. This is a get your brain cooking devotional diamond of the day.
Hang on, let me get my spatula.
Get your spatula. Get a little oil in there. That's oil's kind of like the Holy Spirit. Get a little oil in there. For 5 minutes, try not to squeeze your theology so hard that you can't hear what's being said. The title of this devotional diamond of the day, this DDD, which is something that comes to me when I'm reading my devotions, it's called Two Sides of the Coin. Two Sides of the Coin. I was just talking to Ohio State Ron about this earlier today. This is Acts chapter 2, verse 23. Acts 2, 23. This Jesus, this is Peter giving the sermon. This Jesus delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. See, people read scripture like that and they go, whoa, what? Listen to that again. This Jesus delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. This Jesus, what are they referring to? Who are they referring to? Our Jesus. The Matthew, Mark, Luke, John Jesus, not the fake Jesus that the world tries to promote, which only seems to know one scripture. They quote one scripture and ignore all the rest. That's not the real Jesus. Oh, by the way, Jesus said there'd be false Christ, so don't be surprised. And Jesus was delivered up according to, listen to these two definitives, these definitions specifically. He was delivered up according to the plan and the foreknowledge of God. You know what people say? Well, Jesus was a victim of, oh, just sit down and shut up. You can't be serious, right? It was a definite, definitive, scripture says, plan. A definite plan. Whose plan was it? God's. The Lord wasn't up there going, oh, I got to go to plan B. Jesus isn't plan B. I don't know what's going on with that. He was delivered up according to the definite plan and the foreknowledge of God. Are you saying, Dave, that God knew ahead of time? I'm saying exactly what the scripture says. The Lamb who was chosen before the foundation of the world. You want to just work that one out in your own brain? Or you want me to help you? Chosen before the foundation of the world. So you're telling me that God had a plan, that this was known to God? Bingo. You win. You get a teddy bear. Or if you're at the fair, you get these crummy little plastic toys. And then you got to play again. And then you get a bigger toy if you win. But after saying he was delivered up by the definitive plan and the foreknowledge of God, this is what Peter said. You crucified him. You killed him. Now you're sitting there and you're going, wait a minute. On one side, there was a plan in place by God. We would call that predestination. Yes, you would. But on the other side, Dave, man doesn't know what that plan is, and they killed and crucified Christ, and that's free will. That is correct. So what are you saying? That predestination and free will can actually be in concert? That's what God says. Are you saying that predestination can be known by God, but since man doesn't know predestination, in man's realm it's called free will? Yes. Are you trying to simplify 2,000 years of complex theology? Yes. Let me give you a passage. This will help a lot. This is called the key. You want a key? It's called the key. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. This is the only passage you need to know to understand how foreknowledge and free will work together. Right here. Nevertheless, this is what the scripture says. Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription. Oh, okay. So whatever this is, solid foundation, sealed with this inscription. What is this inscription that is God's solid foundation that will stand firm? I can't wait to hear this. Good. Neither can I. Let's do it. The Lord knows those that are his. Okay. That's the first part. And, oh, here comes another part. Everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. Well, wait, what does that mean? The first part of it says this: the Lord knows those who are his. I'm gonna throw this at Robo Producer. I've never asked him to do this before. Robo Producer, when it says the Lord knows those who are his, do you think it's saying that the Lord knows those who are his?
I'm thinking that it says the Lord knows those who are his, Dave.
That's good. So that's what the Lord knows. And then in the middle of the verse, it has this A-N-D. What is that? That's and. Yeah, like a conjunction-y kind of thingy. It says this, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. Everyone who confesses the name of the Lord's got to turn away. So on God's end, he knows those that are his. But on man's end, everybody who confesses the name of the Lord, you got to turn away from wickedness. On God's end, the election is sure, the predestination is solid, it's perfect. But on man's end, he doesn't know. And you say, well, why do I have to do this? First of all, the first answer is you don't know what God knows. So you don't get to act like God, number one. But then why do I have to do this? Number two, because God said so. And when God tells you to do something, you do it. You don't sit there and go, I'd like all the theological reasons for you to explain why I have to do all that I have to do. Just do it. And no, Nike didn't come up with that first. They just did a better job marketing it than anybody else. Bottom line, on one hand, the Lord knows those who are his, the definite plan of God, the foreknowledge. You can't change that. That's on God's side. On man's side, you killed Christ. You crucified him. Everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. It's the option and the opportunity for free will. And you say, well, how can it be free will on my end and foreknowledge with God? Because on your end, you don't know. And so you make the choice. It just so happens that God knows. Ah! You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Advances in genetics may lead to eradicating schizophrenia or future schizophrenics. Stay tuned to Breakpoint.
From the Colson Center for Christian Worldview, here's Eric Metaxas with Breakpoint.
A recent headline in the Washington Post proclaimed scientists open the black box of schizophrenia with dramatic genetic discovery. While the headline may be a little hyped, what actually happened has the potential to be, as the saying goes, a game changer, only not in the way the article would have us believe. As the Post reports, scientists have pinned down a molecular process in the brain that helps to trigger schizophrenia. An article published in the prestigious journal Nature describes the discovery of a genetic pathway that probably reveals what goes wrong neurologically in a young person diagnosed with a devastating disorder. Now, it's important to be clear in what schizophrenia is, especially since we use schizophrenic to mean being of two minds on a subject. According to the National Institutes of Mental Health, or NIMH, schizophrenia is a chronic and severe mental disorder that affects how a person thinks, feels, and behaves. People with schizophrenia may seem like they have lost touch with reality. Symptoms of schizophrenia can include hallucinations, delusions, unusual or dysfunctional ways of thinking, and agitated body movements. As NIMH puts it, schizophrenia can be very disabling. The researchers behind the article in Nature found that a person's risk of schizophrenia is dramatically increased if they inherit variants of a gene important to synaptic pruning, the healthy reduction during adolescence of brain cell connections that are no longer needed. Specifically, the variant gene is called C4, previously associated with immune functions, and is located on chromosome 6. To put it mildly, scientists are excited about the findings. Eric Lander of MIT's and Harvard's Broad Institute said that the study takes what has been a black box and lets us peek inside for the first time, and that is amazingly consequential. Now that we've peeked inside the black box, what about a cure? That news is not as exciting. Lander's colleague Stephen Hyman told the Post that it'll be decades before a true cure is found. And in the meantime, given the devastation wrought by schizophrenia and other mental illnesses, it feels bad to rain on the parade of good news, but caution is in order. If the findings hold up, schizophrenia will join the list of illnesses whose cause is known to us and for which we do not have a cure. And it will join a list of illnesses whose genetic causes are known to us for which we also do not have cures. That leaves the $64,000 question, what do we do with that knowledge? The 1997 film Gattaca, which Chuck Colson loved, suggests one very strong possibility. You eradicate things like schizophrenia by preventing people with the variant C4 gene from ever being born. In the film, prevention took the form of genetic screening and selective embryo implantation. Off the screen, it will likely take the form of genetic screening and abortion, especially for families with a history of schizophrenia. This is what has happened in the case of people with Down syndrome, where between 75% and 90%+ of cases diagnosed in utero end in abortion. There is no reason to expect that an elevated risk for schizophrenia or any other potential disability diagnosed in utero would be treated any differently. That's why caution is in order, because given the culture of death, that black box may in fact be Pandora's box for millions of unborn children. Please pray that doesn't happen. For Breakpoint, this is Eric Metaxas.
You can get the daily Breakpoint transcript delivered directly to your email inbox. Just go to breakpoint.org and click on the subscribe button. And while you're there, browse our online store of great books and other resources. And you can link up to our social media sites like Facebook and Twitter. From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. This is the David Spoon Experience.
The years of your life taught you to be.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, Church of the Week this week. Big shout out to Senior Pastor Dave James, Calvary Chapel, Mission Hills. We just had Eric Hollowians filling in for Pastor Dave. Did a great job yesterday. If you want more information about Calvary Chapel Mission Hills, just a right to the heart of Jesus type of church. You want to go to CalvaryChapelSanMarcos.com. That makes that pretty simple. This segment is brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasua. Just got a notification from Sam. Got some people that are going to have him share his testimony with the group. Let me explain something to you about Sam that you don't know. I'll just keep it easy because it's fascinating material. Okay? Sam was born a Muslim. And on 9/11, he was flying an airplane as a Muslim, just so you can know. You should hear this guy's testimony. It's mind-blowing. I'm not going to give you anything else because that would ruin the opportunity for you to contact Sam and say, could you speak with our Bible study? Can you speak with our group? Because he loves to share his testimony. It's a fabulous testimony. Oh, and by the way, he does real estate. I should probably tell you that too. He does real estate. What? He's a big real estate guy. He's number one Keller Williams realtor in Southern California, LA and San Diego combined. ThinkSam.com. Fantastic programs. He's got the Fixer Upper program where he forwards up to $25,000 for you to fix your house so it sells easier. He takes it back out of the closer escrow, doesn't charge you any interest. Just the kind of things that Sam does. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1726. Which is a good year if you're a wine, I suppose, but for a phone number, 1726. 858-780. Okay. Hey, go to Think Sam. That's the best one I got for you. Let's do a very quick What's Bugging Me, and then we're going to get into what we will consider the most controversial story of the 3.5 years of the David Smoot Experience.
How's that nice fun? Knowing you.
Yeah, nice knowing you too.
So quick DDD.
We're going to do the What's Bugging Me real fast. So What's Bugging Me brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. This is what's bugging me, and this has got to be bugging other people. How tied to money everything is. I'm not a socialist, and we're going to have Russell Shubin on later on. We're going to talk about socialism, capitalism. We're going to talk about communism and its understanding under Marxism. But isn't it amazing how everything you do is? in fact, tied to money? And isn't it amazing when Jesus taught, he did say before there was capitalism, socialism, or communism, that Jesus taught you cannot serve God and money. Isn't that amazing how money has always been kind of an issue? For example, what would you be doing right now if you didn't need money? What would you be doing right this second? And if your answer is something other than what you're doing right now, that is a testimony that money has an influence. Not that it controls you, just it has an influence to a large degree. Some people are so tied to their jobs, if they don't do their job, they can't pay rent, right?
Or I'd be running the David Spoon Experience live on a broadcast from Hawaii.
If I didn't have money as an issue, it's just simple. I'd be doing this show, and I'd be broadcasting it to the 8.5 planets in the entire solar system. Oh, I'm kidding. I would just do the show for my starship. That's all. It's not complex. It's easy. Anyway, it's just what I want you to think, and that's what's bugging me, how everything's too tied to money. We should be more tied to the Lord. E. coli, termite, and pest control. Powerful termite and pest control is gentle as a butterfly. That's what's bugging me. Let's talk about the big story that came out.
Oh.
You're not allowed to talk about this, Dave. People get upset. I can't help it. I didn't write the news story, so you can't blame me. Pope Francis had a very interesting thing to say the other day. He said, whoever gossips is a terrorist. Far be it for me to challenge from a theological point of view an educational person who probably has 10 times the education I have, but I'm going to go out on a limb. And I'm going to say that I would rather a person have to repent of gossip, because gossip won't leave typically a body on the ground riddled with bullets and knives. So in my mind, I look at it this way. All sin is the same. There is no differential on what the penalty for sin is. But if you sit there and say to me, Dave, I'm going to commit the sin of theft. I'm going to steal a pack of gum from this store. Or Dave, I'm going to put a bullet in this guy's head. And you said to me as a human being, gee, you have to pick for me which both are bad, but which would you rather I do? I'd rather you steal the pack of gum than shoot somebody in the head. I mean, I'm not stupid. And in this case, I think while gossip is as bad as any other sin, I'm not willing to step up and say gossip is as the same thing as the act of terrorism. It's kind of difficult in my mind because the word terrorism means the use of violence to intimidate, and gossip is the use of words to speak evil. You don't see a differential there? It can't just be me. It's impossible. The systematic use of violence and intimidation to achieve some goal, that is one sense. That's terrorism. Gossip, terrible. Speaking evil, terrible. But it's not one of the seven deadly sins. We want to know why? Because there's 7 billion deadly sins. Because every sin will send you to hell. As much as I have respect for different people and different faiths, I think Pope Francis kind of is off on this one. I think he's not thinking it through, or I think he's trying to communicate something by going heavy-handed on the other end. Now, the reason that I say that this is controversial is because if you're a person that's of the Catholic faith and you listen to the show, you're thinking, well, that you shouldn't have done that. That's not fair. But I'll let Robo Producer evaluate. I don't think that's speaking evil of the position that Francis took. I think it's disagreeing. And the last time I checked, when somebody disagreed with Jesus, they didn't get their head cut off. Am I wrong? Is that right? I mean, did you see that scripture where they disagree with Jesus and then Jesus just cuts their head off? Or, you know, okay. Here's the bottom line, folks. It's not that any sin is okay. No sin is okay. But if you don't have enough common sense to go, I'd rather you steal a pack of gums versus, oh yeah, just put the bullet in that person's head. And you don't see that differential, something's wrong. That's taking your faith into another place that it doesn't belong. If you sat in front of Jesus and said, which is worse, how do you think he'd respond? Either one would send you to hell, but which one would he rather forgive you for? I mean, come on. After all, the spilling of blood, the killing of life? Oh, come on, man. But I will say this. Gossip's horrible. Gluttony, horrible. Pride, horrible. All those things are horrible. Everything's horrible. Not believing God, horrible. Not loving your neighbor, horrible. Not having a relationship with God through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, which is empowering you by the Holy Spirit, will send you to hell. Any sin will send you to hell. But there is a difference. And there is a difference between gossip and killing people for a political purpose. Come on. You can't be that far off. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Chris George, General Manager of Subaru Mazda of El Cajon. Tell us about the Subaru Mazda of El Cajon customer experience.
When you come to the dealership, you know, it's like welcoming somebody into your home. We're going to offer you some coffee or some water. You want the place clean. I want the men to open doors for women. That's how I teach my boys, and that's what I do for my wife. That's our goal, is to develop a relationship with people. You get to know who we are by the people you meet.
Go to Subaru Mazda of El Cajon today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Hello to all you parents out there who are looking to enroll your children for the 2016-17 school year. Hi, I'm Coach Rogers.
And I'm Francine Good, and we're here to tell you Maranatha Christian Schools is opening our doors on Thursday, February 11th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m.
The night will be divided into three events, and to kick off the evening, we'll have a general session in the gym.
Elementary parents, come see what makes our program an innovative educational experience that challenges students both academically and spiritually.
Junior high parents, join us for an overview of the academic courses used to challenge our students' intellect.
High school parents, come hear about our curriculum, our CIF athletics, and dynamic performing arts programs as we prepare your students to graduate equipped for college and ready for life.
We look forward to seeing you at Maranatha Christian Schools on Thursday, February 11th.
To find out more, go to maranathachristianschools.org. That's maranathachristianschools.org.
If you're a dad, when was the last time you came right out and said the words to your child, I love you?
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. It's Friday, February 5th.
I think fathers before had difficulty saying I love you and knowing how to show that they love the child. There's things that I always wanted to talk to with my dad, but the fact is I couldn't sit down and hold a conversation with him.
Like that man, we all need to hear our parents express their love to us. I once heard about a young woman who had never heard any words of love from her father. She was so desperate for his attention that she stopped eating. Her anorexia contributed to the development of a brain tumor. She was near death when her father finally came to visit her in the hospital. And after some polite conversation, her dad got up to leave. She broke down and began to scream, I'm going to die, and you just can't say it, can you? You just can't say I love you. That father began to weep. He moved to her bedside, and through his tears finally came the words the young woman had needed to hear so desperately. I love you. One final thought, men. When was the last time you told your children you love them? They need to hear it from you often. I'm Dennis Rainey. And that's Real Family Life. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, where sometimes my voice sounds like this sound from the movie Jaws. It's probably, okay, it's, now this is me stalling, ladies and gentlemen. This is called the professional stall, where you just sit there and stall while the producer goes, whoops, that tile slipped. We got to find that bad boy. And so he's looking through all the little tiles. He's all these tiles, and they put these little things, and now he's got it. So anyway, just my voice is just like this. Oh, I love it. So I've had that. Now, this is what I've had. I've had somebody call and say, it sounds like you sound like you're in a submarine. I've had somebody else call and say, you sound like glass. Somebody's chewing glass. I've had somebody call and say, you sound like somebody scratching their fingernails against a chalkboard. And,
hey, David had this awesome Hebrew saying for that. It's called tuba.
My favorite.
Thank you very much.
I think my favorite, though, is when the young man called up and said, you sound like a Muppet. That was the best. Because it makes me feel, you know, Muppety-ish.
I have saved the best for the last. Because I know almost what I am doing, but not quite.
That's right. People are like, how do you get away with this stuff? They don't listen in corporate. It's pretty easy. Anyway, here's what I want to tell you. Oh, this is for all those people that are like, your show is too silly. Hey, I got one for you. Change the radio channel.
My name is Dave. I'm doing a show. I'm glad you're listening. Time to go.
Where did you pull that one up from? You know what you got to pull up? Not for this segment, but the next segment? The lard. Okay, make sure to pull that up. Don't forget about the KPRZ mobile app. That's pretty cool stuff because it's free and you get to hear the show on your smartphone and it's cool that way. And don't forget about Crazy Price Mall at crazyprice.com where you can get 50% off. Now, Ohio State Ron said to me today, or actually he said to a Professor Why Not, today he said, I'm getting me some barbecue. So I have a feeling he's going to utilize crazyprice.com to do that because he has an opportunity to spend less money on barbecue. And get the same amount of barbecue for less money. I can get the same amount of barbecue for less money? I'm in. Of course. How would you not do that? All right. Now, do you have the lard one? Do you want to do that now or the next time? You want to do it now? Let's do it right now. Let's have the lard.
The lard?
What is that guy? Where is he from?
Okay. National Johnny Appleseed Day. The lard is good to me.
The lard? Come on, folks. If you
the
don't-
lard?
What is that guy? Where is he from?
Okay.
The lard.
National Johnny Appleseed Day. The lard is good to me.
Ah, the memories.
Ah, the memories. It's almost as good as when we talked about Captain Crunch being stripped of his rank. All right, let's get into our DDD, our devotional diamond of the day. This is called The Specific Witness. So we all know that we have wonderful testimonies. I think most of us know that God has done fantastic work in all of our lives. And if at any time you shared that with anybody, most people would probably just look at you like you're a Looney Tune. But you know it's happened. You know God has answered prayers. He's done fantastic things. And people get kind of uptight when they think, and I know people very close to me, people that I love and adore, get very uptight when they think that they might have to share. Because they're thinking, well, I don't know how to share everything that happened, and I need a little help with that. There's nothing wrong with asking people or getting a little bit of, you know, wisdom on how you want to share something, but I want to make sure that before you get too caught up in trying to figure out and tell your story, I want to make sure you understand the most important of all the things that we witness to, because there is one thing in particular that differentiates all the rest of our witnesses. So I want to talk about the specific witness found in Acts chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. I just don't want us to forget the core of our faith. That's kind of an important element. Acts chapter 1, verse 21 and 22 says this.
This was when the disciples were trying to pick the next apostle to replace Judas, if you remember. They had 11, and they were like, well, we need to be 12. We need to pick somebody. And that's why they picked Matthias. But here's what it says. So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection. All right, so you get the scene. Jesus has ascended. Judas has already killed himself. For those that do not know what happened, he hung himself. And then you're like, well, how did he fall off of a tree? The tree was actually, if you actually look at pictures, the tree was in the side of the mountain. He hung himself. The tree limb broke and he went rolling down the hill. That's what happened. Not even that big a deal. But he had to be replaced, according to the apostles. We will assume that is correct. So they had to figure out how to replace him. Look at the qualifications that they gave. The first qualification: it must be somebody who was with us from the beginning of the baptism of John until the day he was taken up from us. Can I tell you something we don't talk about? That means that more than 12 dudes were with Jesus from the baptism of John to his ascension, because they're already picking out of two more. So we know for sure there were at least 14 dudes, if not 30 dudes, if not 50 dudes. They had to pick somebody. And they narrowed it down to two, Justice and Matthias. And then they picked Matthias. And so my point is, there was more than 12 that knew about Jesus from the beginning of the baptism of John until after his resurrection and after his ascension. Good to know. Good information to understand. So from Johnny B, that's Johnny the Baptist, to the ascension, they had to pick somebody. And this person had to become a witness. But what I want to focus in on is what the witness is to. What is the witness for? It says, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection. And I want you to know that of all the things that you share and all the things that you testify, you can say as much as you want. You can do whatever you want. You can go self-help program all you want. If there is no resurrection, shut the radio off, shut the TV off, don't pay your bills, go about life any way you want, because it all doesn't matter. And don't give me existentialism or I'll throw up on the radio. The bottom line is the witness that they wanted to replace was to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And of all the things you must understand in your faith, at the core of the Christian faith is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we had this conversation for years and years. Why is that resurrection so important? That resurrection is a testimony, is a declaration that the words that Jesus taught were true. And the core of our Christian faith revolves around the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You look at all the other faiths, and everybody points to a tomb, and they point to the bones, and they point to this or that. We point to an empty tomb where there is nobody, because at the cornerstone of our faith is the resurrected Jesus Christ. And for a witness, for a witness point of view, that's the most important thing you could ever tell anybody. Now watch this. Why is that the most important thing? Because Ecclesiastes makes it absolutely clear that inside the heart of man is the desire to live forever, and the resurrection is the first time that issue is fully addressed. And deep inside, every person that's not a Christian is still this desire to live forever. And that takes place in the connection to Jesus Christ and the testimony of Jesus Christ and the manifestation of Jesus Christ as he brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, through the resurrection. And that's the key component to our witness. Now, listen to what I'm saying. The most important part of the Christian faith is the resurrection. Without the resurrection, there is no validation that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. If he doesn't resurrect, as Paul said, you are of all men most miserable. Without the resurrection, we're just playing religion. But because there is a resurrection, because there is eternity, because there is life from death, That is at the core of our faith. That is the foundation. That is the one element to our faith that stands above all. Because if you don't live forever with God, then let's go home. And that's what Paul said. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Who cares? But through the resurrection, we understand that we get to live forever. That's the most important part of our witness, period. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break, and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The pastor of China's largest church has been jailed for protesting the removal of 1,500 crosses. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Until last month, Gu Yue's was the senior pastor at China's largest government-approved Protestant church. In addition to his responsibilities at the communist nation's first megachurch, the 10,000-member Changji Church, Gu also held a leadership role in China's state-approved denomination, the Three Self-Help Patriotic Movement, known as the TSPM. But Gu's most visible move occurred in 2014, when he publicly opposed a government-sponsored cross demolition project, which has removed thousands of crosses in an area of Zhejiang province known as China's Jerusalem. In January, the TSPM and China Christian Council forcibly removed Gu from Changji Church, saying the change was necessary to move one step closer toward the proper self-construction and management of church locations. 10 days later, Gu was taken into custody and sent to a black jail, a detention facility that falls outside of the country's established penal system. The following day, the Chinese government confirmed that Gu was undergoing a criminal investigation. China Aid President Bob Fu told the Christian Science Monitor, "It sends a signal to silence any potential future dissenting voices from within the church. It tells everyone to shut up." A lot of people struggle with health issues these days, and that's why a good health plan is essential. Here's one you should consider: MediShare. MediShare understands that being healthy involves making wise decisions. MediShare members agree to live healthy, biblical lifestyles, and that keeps costs down for everyone because MediShare members share each other's burdens. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable, biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Sometimes life seems like a never-ending series of rules. When you're a child, your mother tells you what time you have to be home. And when you're a married adult with children of your own, the babysitter tells you the same thing. People who are not comfortable with rules have a hard time in life. Jesus said something that allows for freedom in rules. He said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The truth represents God's standards for living, His rules, if you will, within which we have complete freedom. It's the best of both worlds. And this is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's truth and freedom on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. That's Route66Life.com. Route 66, start your journey home today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder about USS Midway Overnight Adventures, April 22nd. You want to go to midway.org to get the information on that. I just got a great lesson. There's a fantastic lesson in dealing with people and interacting with people if you love them. So I just got a great lesson. Robo producer helped me introduce me to this fantastic lesson. I think I'll take this time to make sure I communicate what this lesson is. What is the lesson? The lesson is, if you are hearing something and you hear 30, 40, or 50% and don't hear the whole thing, you should probably make sure you hear the whole thing before you comment. It's kind of like answering a matter before you hear it. The scripture says, don't do that. In other words, don't answer a matter before you hear the whole thing, or you're only coming in with half the knowledge, and you will show up to be the half knowledge person that you are.
Yeah, Ron and I feel sheepish right about now.
It's like they're just like, I don't get it. It's like, well, we didn't listen to the first half. Oh.
Thanks for the national publicity. We appreciate that.
No problem. I think what's amazing about that is when Jesus is teaching, can you imagine somebody coming in about halfway, right? I mean, first of all, the first person comes in, all of you hear, meek, inherit earth. Oh, that's good. They ought to get something. I mean, it's like that kind of, like, not listening and not knowing. See, you kind of like, for the Sermon on the Mount, you probably want to hear the whole thing.
I'm going to go listen to Hugh Hewitt now.
Speaking of Hugh Hewitt, you know, he's doing pretty well.
Is doing very well.
They just did a story on him. In fact, national news, big national news, that he's kind of growing in popularity because he went to the CNN debates as one of the hosts, right, with the Salem Media Group. Listen to this. And he's the only person that didn't come off kind of dumbish. Which is like, the way that you get successful now is to be less dumb.
Yeah, it's not possible for you to come off dumb. That guy's one of the smartest.
He's so smart. But see, the people that he was with, it wasn't me saying this, USA Today. We're like, you're brilliant. And he is brilliant, by the way. And he knows when not to talk. He's much smarter than I am. I mean, there's no question about that. And I just think it's good props for him. I'm pretty happy for him.
He probably listens to entire conversations, unlike other two people that I know.
He probably waits until he hears the whole thing and then gives his input. Versus just hearing bits and pieces and then thinking that you could come in somewhere and just drop a line or two. That is reminds me of a television show. Okay, now it does. And I'm not going to say which show it is. My wife and I have watched a couple of these episodes. Pretty bizarro show where there's these four guys that are friends and they try and do practical jokes to one another. And
love this show.
Okay, and one of the jokes that they do is they'll walk up to people in the park and they join the conversation, but they don't know anything about the conversation. They just start talking like they're a part of the conversation. It's really funny when it's on the television, and it's even funnier when it's in the production room at the studios right here at KPRZ. Both equally funny.
My son turned me on to that show. It's laugh out loud funny.
That is pretty funny. All right. So a couple things I do want to cover. We have Russell Schubin's going to be coming in the next hour. I do want to let you know a couple things. And I mentioned this before, and it is kind of important because it has to do with our faith and the genuineness of fighting through our faith. So people will say, well, you know, we need it's serious times. We need to be serious and serious. And I promise you that up till 2 o'clock and from 4 o'clock on, you can do all the serious you want. But every once in a while, you need to recognize that a merry heart does make like medicine. And it's important for you to understand that joy is a part of your strength system and not just being depressed all the time because you're watching the news all the time, which you shouldn't be doing anyway. But I do want to point out that this year, we've kind of made this commitment not just to get stuck in everybody's minutia. Because there's just so much stuff going on. But we've made a commitment to operate in a principle called EVA. Remember that? And EVA is every victory acknowledged. It's all of us taking more time to say to the Lord, that was totally cool. Thank you very much. So for today, I had a couple things happen today. I've been working on a small project, and somebody called me up and was able to help me complete this little project, and I didn't even really have to do anything. And it's like, what a blessing. It just started to be aggressive, and I just okay, Lord, that was you. It was totally cool. I just want to acknowledge that right now. And I think that all of us operating in this year could do better in acknowledging the great things that the Lord does for us and with us on a regular day-by-day basis. In Nehemiah 9:25, it says, the eight were filled, became prosperous, and delighted in your great goodness. People need to acknowledge and rejoice and bless the Lord for all these great things that he's done. If you had a great day, you had a great experience, you had something take place, you had an answer to prayer, you had something happen that was a blessing for you, I'm just going to assume that you're doing this with me and we're doing it together, that in this year, with all the rubbish that's going to be going on, we take a little extra time to be thankful, to be praising, to be acknowledging, because that can only produce good things. That's not, there's nothing weird. There's nothing, you know, prosperity about that. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Give thanks in all things. Scripture's just one scripture after another. You know, thanks be unto God who always leads us in triumphal procession. All these things we are more than conquerors. It's just endless. So you and I can be a little more thankful, a little more acknowledging, a little more appreciative, and a little less polluted. That would not hurt any of us, right? I don't think that hurt us. So let's work on that. Let's work on it together, because it's something that we should do. And I do also want to remind you that God entering into any circumstance or situation is the game changer. So if you have something that needs to be changed, guess where you need to go? You need to go to God and make sure to do so with a thankful and grateful heart. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You're going to hear Marty, then SRN News, and then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ 1210 AM, KPRZ.